Welcome to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your own path and purpose. Each week, I serve up guidance and energy themes for the week ahead. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, and mentor who uses my psychic abilities to help guide you into a life you love. I firmly believe that when we tune into our own guidance, we can create lives that feel real and true to us. Just as each of us receives individual guidance, there is also a collective guidance at play. And this is what I tap into each week to produce an overview of the themes and energy for the week ahead. May I remind you, spirit does not have a clock or a calendar. So the forecasts are loosely to the week ahead, but may come a few days either side, or even stay around for a little while longer. As you listen to each forecast, I encourage you to apply the themes in your own life. Your own intuition is far more important than any collective theme. And if you want to go deeper, please do join the Guided Gathering, my monthly online event where I lead the community into receiving their own guidance and answers for the topics explored here on the podcast. Links to join us are in the show notes or at helenjacobs.co. If you're new here, welcome! You're about to tune into an energy forecast for the week ahead. But this podcast is so much more than that. Yes, this podcast is designed to give you an energy forecast for the week ahead, but I really see these episodes as serving as ongoing training and support as we are each navigating this big energy and the themes that I've been predicting and the role that we play in these changes that are occurring on our earth right now. With so much change and with more and more of us being awakened, so many of us are asking deeper questions about who we are and what we're here to offer the world around us. And this is a process that starts with us inside of us. As you may know, I record these episodes ahead of time, and so I'm usually batch recording them a few weeks prior to them airing, and often I am hearing them as you are, and I am making the connections and seeing how these predictions are playing out in real time. I don't always remember what I have said on any particular episode. I've often likened what I do to being a telephone. And so a telephone allows the communication to travel from one point to another, but the telephone doesn't record or retain the conversation. And so that's how I often feel, that these messages are moving through me without me necessarily retaining or cognitively remembering what I've spoken about. So over the last couple of weeks, it's surprised me to see just how things have been playing out very much along the lines of what Spirit had suggested. There is absolutely no denying that we are in a period of immense change in our world. In the last couple of episodes, I spoke about the idea that change and meaning are themes for the next 3 months. This is only just the beginning. And there's a lot more to come. So in today's episode, as I share with you this week's forecast, I remind you to keep in mind not just the energy for the week ahead, but to understand the bigger picture of why any of this matters. So today I'm going to share with you the theme of the week and what we need to focus on this week. But I also want to share with you why it's important. So no matter when you're tuning into this episode, whether it's in real time or whether you've been guided to this episode at some other point, there is a reason and this message will be important. And then I also want to share with you some of the ways that we can work with the energies of this week. So let's get into it with this week's theme. So the card that I have pulled this week is the third eye chakra card. And it's not actually the first time we've seen this card. We had it at least once in recent times, but it's certainly not new to us this year. Now the third eye chakra, or the card itself, is prompting me to talk about the themes associated with our third eye. So these are themes around clear seeing. Seeing the past, seeing the present, and seeing the future. It is about seeing our inner landscape, our inner world, our thoughts, our feelings, our beliefs, and our energy, just as much as it is seeing our outer world, the changes, the movements, the uprising, the challenge, the struggle, the hurt, and the heartache that is existing in our outer world. And so this card is asking us to see both clearly and also to understand the link between what we're feeling and thinking and experiencing internally and what the heck that has to do with what is happening out in the world. More than that, at this time, this card is also asking us not just what we can see clearly, because frankly, all of us should be waking up to what is plainly here in front of us. And it's not just enough to see it. It is really now a time for questioning and answering. What are we going to do with what we now see? Because it doesn't matter what we see if we still ignore it. It doesn't matter what we see if we are essentially turning a blind eye to it. We cannot be blinded anymore. We cannot be ignorant anymore. And it's time we address the thing that's staring us in the face. These themes, as I said, are not necessarily new to us. We have been seeing this card and this theme right throughout 2020. There are several points throughout this year where Spirit has asked us to see clearly. And so, when we're seeing clearly, sometimes that is because the universe, life, the world, circumstances, people have very clearly shown to us what we need to see. Sometimes it is that we have been going through change of our own accord, that there is something else that's brought us to our inner world, that there's some other catalyst or initiation of sorts that has prompted us to turn inward. And I think what's happening in the world right now is that that's now happening en masse. For many of you who listen to this podcast or who connect with my work, you may have already been asking yourself for some time now the big questions in your inner world. What is now happening in our planet, in the world at large, is that en masse, we're, as a group, as a collective, are being asked to face things that we've ignored, to face people that we have ignored, to face a whole way of being in the world that for many, they can't ignore. And so there is much work to be done. And that is really the theme of this week and beyond. Seeing it is step one. And then choosing what we do with it is step two. And can you continue to choose to ignore it when you start to see it in a new way, when you start to see the world around us in a new way? So these are the three places that I want you to be thinking about this week and beyond. Who or what are you now seeing more clearly? How are you seeing yourself more clearly? What's been brought to your attention? What is still being brought to your attention? What are you learning about yourself? What are you learning about the world? What are you learning about the systems, the structures, the beliefs, and the constructs that we've been living within? And then what are you going to do about what you now see? What are you going to do about what you see in yourself? What are you going to do about what you see in the world? And these are the three big things that the energy of this week is bringing us. And frankly, these are questions that, in terms of the energy, in terms of the collective movement, have been gathering momentum all year. And, you know, if we're looking at the energy in a broader context at the moment, I've already flagged in earlier episodes that June, July, and August are very much about change and meaning. And so if we want the meaning to change, if we want to have more meaning within ourselves, if we want the world to be a more meaningful place, a better place for us to live in, then we need to do the work. Are you wondering how you might be able to make a difference? Are you wondering what it is you're here to offer? Maybe you're wondering what your path and purpose is. And no doubt you're experiencing a rapid inner transformation right now. You are not alone, and you are right on track. I'm mentoring a group of amazing women right now, just like you, who are moving through the change and transformation required to reveal your purpose, your truth, and your path. I'm supporting this group with the framework of inner change, growth, and transformation that allows us to remember who we really are. As we work with our guidance, we do the inner healing, we are each being given an opportunity for our purpose to reveal, and we're remembering who we are and who we're here to serve in the world. And you, my friend, are invited to join us. I'm about to open up the doors again for the next round of women to join our group mentoring. These women have said they've found their community. We're supporting one another through realizations and growth and healing. And I am right there in the thick of it with you, bringing you the teachings, the resources, and the techniques for you to draw upon no matter where you are in your own personal journey. This group mentoring is real-time support, guidance, and community. So if you'd like to join us or find out more, check out the link in the show notes. So let me talk about the work. I am talking very broadly here about the inner change and transformation that every person at some point or another is going to be guided to. So much of my work and the history of my work has been about having some sort of spiritual awakening, having some sort of initiation or catalyst in our lives that turns us inward. And so I've shared, you know, over the years and in my book that for me that was the death of my aunt. And so that was now 20 odd years ago, that over that time I've systematically been moving through my inner world and peeling back all of the layers. And so for those of us who've been at this inner world change for some time, we're perhaps a little better placed to take the uptake on going deeper and going through what is happening at the outer world level. For those of us who are only really just beginning to look at ourselves, some of the things that we're being faced with in our world right now can be a challenging place to start. And we do need to start acting on the inequalities and injustices we're seeing in the world. It becomes really difficult if that's the first port of call. And so for those of us who have been doing the inner work at an individual level for some time, we need to understand the responsibility that we have to move beyond our own self-centric upgrade and up-leveling. Because our individual upgrading and up-leveling is to enable us to enable others. It is to allow us to use what we've learned to better our collective situation. No matter what is happening in your immediate world right now, just at the individual level, we are each being asked to see clearly. We're being asked to look at what needs to be cleared, what needs to be healed, what needs to be restored, and what is the new world that we want to manifest. And these four phases are part of what I call the guidance cycle. We are constantly being guided through a cycle of clearing, healing, restoring, and manifesting. And in order to manifest this new world that so many of us are saying that we are desiring, whether that is on issues of race or gender, sexuality, or some other desire that we want for our world, we have to be able to start with clearing out what doesn't work. And so at an individual level, that means clearing out the old beliefs, the old ideas, the old stories, the old narratives that we have. It can mean clearing out our energy. It can mean clearing out at a physical level, broadly speaking, our cupboards, our wardrobes, clearing out our physical space. It can also mean clearing out the people of our lives. It may mean that those that we are no longer in alignment with, that we've outgrown or they've outgrown us, that we're actually naturally going to start parting ways. Some of us may be parting ways more forcibly than that. So the clearing out at an individual level must happen for us to feel like we are changing and moving individually. But we now have to do that en masse. En masse, we have the difficult task, the challenging task of clearing out and cleaning up the collective beliefs, the collective structures, the collective inequalities that can't last. We then en masse have to move through a phase of healing. And the healing and the clearing can happen simultaneously, but I say that healing is its own phase in and of itself. And then after we've done healing, we can restore. And that restoring phase allows us to still heal, but it really fills us up again. There is a nurturing and a nourishment that comes into a space that was very red raw, you know, not that long ago. Only then can we have true momentum to manifest in our own lives or in the collective, the world that we want to experience. My work started with the idea of following our intuition. And maybe some of you who tune in or who have read my book are really curious about your intuition. And it is an important place to start. We do need to tune into our feelings. We do need to pay attention to our spirit guides and to the signs and the symbols. But we can't just pay lip service to that. It is so important for us to recognize, for us to clearly see the role that that guidance is here to play. It is not enough for your guidance to be this cool thing that you tap into. And it's not enough for your guidance to just help you choose what job or what relationship to go into. We have to recognize that our guidance, our intuition, all of the sensations and the feelings and the guiding forces that we can connect with are actually here, not to serve our ego, but to serve our soul. And our individual souls are moving through tremendous change and tremendous growth. And the collective soul is clearing, healing, restoring, and preparing to manifest something new. The whole reason that I do what I do in the world is that when we follow that inner guidance, I firmly believe our world changes. When we know how to tap into that guidance, when we know how to tap into our inner world and understand how it is made up and understand that there is these four bodies, that physical, mental, emotional bodies, that there is a process of change and growth and regeneration that we are constantly moving through. And then if we can understand how that is working, then we're actually far better placed to live easier lives at an individual level. And the goal of that is to make sure that we can make this a better place for everyone. It's not just for a select few. I've also been talking ad nauseum for some time about purpose. And so often people come to me wanting to know what their purpose is. And what they're really asking me is, what job do I need to do? What work is going to give me meaning and fulfillment? And really, part of what is going on in our planet right now is a redefinition of purpose. What is purposeful is us and our inherent value. What is purposeful is being present to each and every moment and offering who we are. And so many of us don't know the truth of who we are. And so many of us are trying to figure out what it is that we have to offer. And what if what we have to offer is not some big grand gesture? It's not about your Instagram following. It's not about the business that you want to start, although it can be. But what if your purpose right now is to make a difference? What if your purpose right now is to see clearly? What if your purpose right now is not just to see what is happening, but to stand up and do something about it? We don't always need to know what it is we can do. We do need to be willing to do something, and then we can feel into the next step. Because when we follow our guidance, we don't need to know every single step. We don't need to know how to change everything at the outset. We just need to be able to follow the guidance, to have courage and trust and conviction that the next right thing to do is done, and then the next right thing reveals itself to you. Our job is to stay awake. And do you know what awake means? That your eyes are open. And so in a week when the third eye chakra turns up, in a week where I'm talking to you about seeing clearly, do not shut those eyes. Do not shut the world out. Keep them open. And when you keep your eyes open, keep your heart open. Keep your heart open to the pain that is present. Keep your heart open when it feels uncomfortable. And keep your heart open because that is where love is. And so if you're seeing what is happening in our world and you close your heart, you've missed the point. If you see what's happening in the world and you are struggling to keep your heart open, that is okay. Just see when it's closing. And know that you can ask for guidance to know how to open it again. And chances are it's going to take a series of clearing and healing and restoring in order to open that heart up again. Don't turn away. Don't turn away from what is happening. Turn up. Remember that the theme for this year was very much around freedom through rather than a freedom from. And so we don't get freedom from this. We don't get to fix this so we can move on. The only way that all of us are free here is if we go through it. And so at an individual level, we are going to have to see clearly what we need to go through and go through it. And at a collective level, we are seeing what we need to go through, and we need to go through that. And a lot of that has to do with keeping our hearts open. When our hearts are open, we can move forward with love. When our hearts are open, we can allow love to move through us. When our hearts are closed, when we shut down, close off, hide, or hibernate, we are actually closing off. We are seeking freedom from. When our hearts are open, we are seeking freedom through. It's not enough anymore. And if the events in our world in the recent weeks and the recent months, and really just this year as a whole, have not been enough to show you what is really truly here, I'm not really sure what else it's going to take. When we begin to follow our intuition, we think it's for us. When we begin to ask questions about our purpose, we think it's for us. And when we start to make inner world changes, we think it's for us. But that is only the starting place. And so if you really are brand new to this, you're brand new to me, to the work, to the inner world, to your spiritual journey, it is okay to start with you. But if you've been at this for some time, if you've been through the healing, if you've been working with your guides, if you've been working with your intuition, if you've been listening to this podcast, if you've been working on yourself for some time, then what you see now is not just for you. Your guidance, your purpose, and your place in the world is much, much bigger. And so many of you, myself included, report to me, like we've spoken before about the bigness that we feel and the impact that we're here to make in the world. If there was ever a time for you to rise up and to offer your impact, to offer what it is that you have to offer, this is it. And I want to be clear, we don't all need to be serving the same issue or the same cause. We most definitely need to do our own work to understand the issue and to understand the cause and to ensure that we are not part of that problem. But at a soul level, we are all here to create different facets of change. And so knowing the role that you're here to play and owning that and then doing that thing. And so just as we can't turn a blind eye to what is happening in our world, we can no longer turn a blind eye to what is happening in our inner world. Those choices that you've been wanting to make need to be made. And that expression that you've wanted to express has to be expressed. So that thing you've wanted to say, or that business you've wanted to start, or that truth that is inside of you needs to come out, or else none of us are playing the part. So who or what do you see more clearly? What do you see about yourself and who you are and what you're here to offer in the world? What do you see about our world and what are you going to do about it? What are we each going to do with what we now see about ourselves and our world? Did you know you can come in even deeper with these energies each month by joining the Guided Gathering? It's an online event on the last Tuesday of every month where I channel Spirit's message and include a guided process to help you integrate, upgrade, or just simply clear out what is no longer serving you. You can grab either a single 6-month or 12-month attendance pass at helenjacobs.co/guided gathering. I can't wait to meet with you soon.